It'll take us to number 32, the outdoor campus and SDSU cooperative positions. Lacey, are you going to handle that one? Here she is.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Lacey Elrod, and I am the director of the outdoor campus here in Rapid City, representing David Parker in Sioux Falls, to talk about a really cool opportunity that has developed with the cooperative two cooperative positions with SDSU and Game Fish and Parks. SDSU Extension, 4-H Extension, we partner with them for multiple things. Recently, we're working on an AIS curriculum for middle school. We do Ethics SD with them. Just our missions are so closely aligned that this relationship just really fell into place. Recently, we've identified a need at both campuses to be able to interact with more school-age children. We've historically had positions available to address these school field trips because of budgetary issues as well as COVID and the school systems having to relook at those positions. We decided to end relationships with school districts in both Rapid City and Sioux Falls. Those needs were really only hitting or helping us 9 months out of the year. And we knew we could utilize those positions to really, we needed them 12 months out of the year. So when those positions expired with those school districts, we decided to look for other methods to get those positions filled. And this partnership with SDSU kind of fell into our lap with some fun leg work from David and I to try and find those relationships. So SDSU 4-H Extension is now working with us to house those two positions. They will be employees of SDSU, but Game Fish and Parks at the outdoor campuses will be running those positions. So two positions, one at Sioux Falls campus and one in Rapid City campus to address those school needs. Game Fish and Parks will pay for the positions, but we get to, but SDSU holds the FTEs for those. We've agreed upon pretty much utilizing them to those two positions to address our school needs. As you guys know, career pathways is a kind of a hot topic. People finding jobs is a challenge. Game Fish and Parks is challenged with finding interns right now, keeping people through our system, and this school position will help with that career development, as well as assisting the school field trips that are coming in through the campus. When we had a schools coordinator both at both campuses, we were able to see between 6,000 to 9,000 students. Without those two positions, we could only hit about 20 to 25% of those students. So bringing those positions back is allowing us to hit those school age children again. We're going to shift a little bit though. Instead of first through fifth grade are really popular ages to come take field trips, we still are going to meet those needs, but also shift it to try and get that middle school, high school, and college age students. So again, incorporating that career development, that pathways, conversations with these students, getting them involved in increasing the shooting sports, which is something that 4-H is definitely involved in. Getting ourselves incorporated into high school where those kids can then think about college and internships and then continuing with their career paths. It's a real win-win for us. The timeline for these two positions, the position was actually posted yesterday through South Dakota 4-H Extension. So we will be accepting applications and we're pretty excited to potentially get those positions filled by the fall and start really developing and restructuring what the school's coordinator position looks like and how it can help meet both needs of 4-H as well as Game Fish and Parks. So if there's any questions, I would be more than happy to answer those.
Sure. Does anybody have any questions for Lacey? Commissioner Bartling.
Thank you, Commissioner Bartling. Thank you for that presentation. My question is where you're working with 4-H and Extension, is there any, and I don't know how to really phrase this, but is there any way to get an outreach out to counties that are not close to the campuses, you know, for the students, whether that's the elementary through the high school, to benefit from
absolutely
the programs? And how do you foresee that? Foresee that working?
Thank you. So in Sioux Falls, they actually have an outreach coordinator. So the Sioux Falls staff is already doing that to the local areas or the areas that can't reach those. I would foresee that this school's coordinator could be. When we look at high schools don't come to the campus. They don't have time. So the way we're going to have to meet those needs is to go to them. So absolutely. Historically, the two coordinators, school coordinators, were worked for Sioux Falls School District and Rapid City School District. So of course, those schools within the districts were the first priority. Without those relationships, we're kind of free to do whatever can work into our schedules and meet people where they are now and not be tied down to our that district.
Any other questions for Lacey? You said you were having trouble finding interns?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know about down in Vermilion, but in Brookings, you might want to just try looking at a few of the bars.
I'll stop by on my way out of town, see if I can find anyone. It's really actually exciting to have these positions back to us because that's where we find, I hate to say it, but we found a large audience group at local drinking establishments. I know in Pier they did some fly tying at the actual bars and they had a really great turnout. We did fly tying in the one of the spearfish breweries. So we recruit everywhere we can.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Lacey. We appreciate you.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
All right. I think